Welcome to the Bycast, a podcast by, about, and for our community. We continue now with part two of the use of social media in education and information and building our community. Thank you so much.
Before we get off the topic too much of social media, I'd like to make sure I mention Reddit, because Reddit, the subreddit bisexual, there's a few different ones, but the one that's just bisexual, it's just really fascinating, and it's a great way to get information to people. It's a great way to learn about, like, a huge variety of experience and lifestyles that people have that identify as bisexual, and the issues that people come up with. And it seems to be mostly really supportive. You keep seeing comments about people saying, you know, how much that space has helped them. People go there a lot for help. They're going, I don't know what's going on, I just came out. And it's got a huge readership. So I've really found Reddit to be very useful in getting, I help people there, get information out, but also gotten a lot of information off of there. And so that's something that doesn't come up too often, I notice, when we talk about social media.
Yeah, I it's on my list. But we need more people to do other social media sites. And, you know, I would love for us to really get more on Reddit and start putting the Bycast out.
Maybe yeah,
we would
that's
find
just
more community.
Yeah. We need people to cover a lot of places, like a StumbleUpon is something we should be. I mean, and we need to get out and do things. And Ruth, you do quite a bit on Facebook for us, and
yes.
Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
I do a lot of sharing, as well as I create memes for the Facebook, not necessarily Pacific Bycast as the topic, but I do create a lot of bisexual memes, as well as a few non-monosexual memes. But I also do a lot of information sharing, and I basically move between a large number of groups on Facebook that are bisexual, pansexual, polysexual, non-monosexual labeled, as well as I interact and share stuff with Have a Gay Day on Facebook. And so all of these groups, and I think Have a Gay Day is the main gay and lesbian / everybody group that I interact with, but I try to share as much information regarding bisexuality, stuff that comes up, biphobic issues, just to get the information out so that as many people as possible can be on the same page. I mean, go ahead.
Do you share a lot of bi stuff on LGBT pages?
I do share some stuff with, like, I do share and comment on LGBTQ Nation, but it's usually more, I try to make sure that a lot of the non-monosexual family is on the same page. And then I share a lot with Have Gay Day because they have such a large number of people, and so that's kind of what that is. I think I share some stuff with Binet USA and the Global Bisexual Network. It just tends to be more grabbing bisexuals and leading them towards the Bycast and things like that.
And put in that I use your memes a lot and put it on Pinterest, which is another place where there's quite a few bisexual Pinterest pages. And it's interesting to see. That's a whole, like, different kind of world over there. But
yeah.
It's a lot less interactive in a way. But it's interesting because I think people will take stuff off of I use Bisexual Batman on Pinterest, too. And people take stuff off of there and use it in all kinds of different places. And it's a real good way to get information out there, too. There's a lot of, I think, young people using it. And It's been an interesting experience over there.
Make you think too.
Yeah,
they kind of give you
it gets a quick thought across, There was one that it's a long time used phrase in bisexuality about how, you know, just because I'm in a same-sex relationship. Actually, it says heterosexual, which is not correct wording, but it says just because I'm in a heterosexual relationship doesn't mean I'm not bi anymore. And I had taken that I'd seen somewhere, and I added with a little place to put below, like, you know, what's this pin about. And I put, you know, a lot of bisexuals are in the closet. As soon as they walk out of one closet, they're shoved back into another one. And that's been shared like a zillion times, just that one mm-hmm. thing, because of the way I added that little piece of information on the bottom. And I have tons of pins, but that one is just keeps being shared over and over and over again. And I just love it that it's getting out there. Yes, we are shoved back in the closet. People say, I'm not straight, I'm bisexual, and everybody goes, yay, you're gay. And I know tons of people who are closeted bisexuals, but they're out as gay. And that's a big thing. It's great to see, like, just having this one pin shared over and over and over mm-hmm. again. And how many people is that reaching, that are, you know, getting this message? So very valuable tool also.
So Harry actually has a, on your, is it your Tumblr page? Kind of a step-by-step way of dealing with Pinterest, because, again, I'm clueless there, too.
It's on my blog. I'm Blogger.
Mm-hmm.
To pin from Facebook onto Pinterest. Just it's not, Facebook doesn't seem to want you to do that, so it's really tricky, and I kept playing with it and figured out a way to take something off of Facebook and get it onto Pinterest. So that is one of my, even though my blog is almost exclusively about bisexuality, that I did put that on there, because it was like, I realized there was a dearth of information about how to do that. So.
Yeah. Speaking of Blogger and WordPress and things like that, these are places you could, that are fairly easy to figure out and get on and free. And you can put in your two cents. You can pick a theme about it, or you can use it as a journal. It is just another way we can all be there, and you can pick whatever name you want, really, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you could.
On Blogger, I really try to create blogs that are useful for other people to share with their family and go, here's some information you need. Or like, I love the one I created about, it's called Helpful Tips for Biphobics. And I just try to cover all the different mm-hmm. arguments that people use against bisexuals, and going, here, you know, here's a way to respond to all these people. And it's also useful for me, like on Twitter, I'll just, you know, often show them a link to one of my blogs, but, you know, here, read this, because I can't explain it in, you know, however many characters or less that you have to do on Twitter. I just go, you know, you just provide a link.
Right.
And a lot of blogs, other people's blogs are really useful at times too for that, and articles.
Yeah, there's a lot of great bloggers. I don't know. Of course, Eponymous comes to mind right away, but there are tons. I mean, our own, you know, then we have Tumblr. I'm not leaving anybody out about the great bloggers, by the way. I just can't bring them all up because there's so many. But I'll try to put as many as I can up there in our link site. Then we have Tumblr, which is a bisexual has a life of its own at this point, and it's fantastic, and not so fantastic also, because a lot goes on there that, you know, we have to fight and we have to address, and we have some great people on there. Odd, again, is on there. Of course, Sherry's on there. Bisexual Books runs a lot off of there. Great place to be. Again, I can't mention everybody because they're fantastic, but there's so many now. I mean, we have such a force that's out there. So,
go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
Yeah, I just encourage everyone to go to, you can go to any of these people that I've mentioned, or, you know, even Binet or any of those, and follow who they're following.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I will, on Tumblr and Twitter, I'll like posts by people who seem to be having a bad time. I don't want to reblog them, but I'll like them just so they'll see my page and mm-hmm. see where there's help out there. You know, you'll see someone going, my parents just disown me, and I feel so alone and helpless, and I'll just like that. And then they can go, and they'll, you know, maybe they'll pay attention to me, and they'll go, wow, look at all this community out there. Because if they,
exactly.
And on Tumblr, you know, on Twitter, I fight biphobia. On Tumblr, I don't fight biphobia. There's plenty of what I do on Tumblr, I try to create a happy space for bisexuals. I just take things that people are blogging, just random people out in the universe blogging. Mm-hmm. I take the positive stuff or the creative, interesting stuff where they're talking about how to talk to someone or they're talking, you know, I really want to just create a place where you can go on Tumblr and not see all the negative stuff. I try not to post stuff where people are having a big problem with issues. I post the happy coming out stories. I just told my sister and she gave me a big hug and a cookie, you know. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff so that there's some place you can go and just not, you know, I'll also like repost my blog from Blogger and some other stuff, but mostly it's just people out there saying the good stuff. And so that to show that there's hope, there's happiness, you can be bisexual and it can be good. And so, yeah.
Yeah. All of these things, all, you know, Tumblr included. And I, like I said, I'm pretty clueless about Tumblr and the people that were, Mike's crew that we're scheduled to be on could not make it today. So I'd like to get into that much more in depth at another time. But all of these things are tools we can use to build our community, to let people out there know they really aren't alone. Because I think that's one of the biggest problems we have as bisexuals is we really think we are alone, that we have no community. There aren't any other people around who think like this. And that's a very scary place to be,
And a good thing to look into Tumblr because it really does have a large bisexual community compared to, like, everything else. I mean, mm-hmm. I haven't been much on Reddit, but especially compared to, you know, Facebook and Twitter, you know, it does have a very large bisexual community. And they have, like, a lot of not just online sources but written book sources that you can access. You know, some of the people on Tumblr have been there long enough that, you know, they have libraries of bisexual books and, you know, where to find them and mm-hmm. where to rent them and things like that. So it's really quite a large community.
Yeah. So there are lots of places we can go to get information, and we'll just go over these real quick and then get wrapped up. Okay. Like podcasting, one of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah.
This is a very, you know, it's a start of this free. You have to learn a few things. You have to take some time and plan it. And you have to be prepared to spend some time on it. But, you know, I encourage you all to listen to podcasts, different kinds of podcasts, and to maybe consider guesting or being on a podcast because they do get out there. The information does get out there. And on different ways, from everybody's sites, from our site, from we have some YouTube stuff going on. We're planning on joining up with the Internet podcast site, which is great. We get a lot of coverage that way. But there are other things you can do. Like I said, YouTubing is great. If you have something to say, learn how to say it and learn how to upload to YouTube. There are a lot of people that do it, and there are a lot of people I'd like to answer about what they do because some of them are definitely biphobic and they have a very large following. That's another thing altogether. We have some great YouTube videos that have come out. And, you know, we try to put those on our site, too, as much as possible. I know that there's one that's going around. Do you remember the name of that young gentleman who just came out and said, no, I'm bisexual, and that's the way it is?
The guy who does a lot of gay-oriented work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
RJ? The one yeah. from YouTube, yeah, it's his name is RJ. His first name is, and I'm probably even gonna like butcher his last name, but I think it's like Adger or something or Agitar. That's yeah, it's probably wrong, but it's his first name is RJ, and he's on YouTube.
We'll go with RJ. Yeah, he's on YouTube, and it's him and his partner, and he has a lot of great things to say, and there's others that do too. And there's also some great asexual videos on there. I haven't found an intersex video, but, you know, these are things you all should be checking out. You know, we talk about fluidity and inclusion, and this is how we do it.
There are some intersexual.
Yeah,
there are some interviewed videos for intersexuals, so.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I would also say that WordPress and doing microblogging with tools like WordPress are very useful. And just doing a little bit of writing, and, you know, we see this in the bisexual community a lot, of that kind of easy to put up WordPress, putting out your perspective, sharing it in different social media, and putting it up. I mean, the Bicast is a WordPress site. You can do a lot with it, or you can do a little with it. So that's another place. The other thing with WordPress is that you can follow blogs, so that when somebody posts, you get a message. It's on your WordPress, and you can see what's going on.
I use it for my website, but it's also, put my blog on there, and it does seem to reach a bigger, easier way to reach an audience than Blogger. So yeah, I like WordPress. You can create a list of blogs you want to follow easier than on Blogger.
And you have quite a bit of control with it. I mean, you can moderate all comments before they even go out, you know, and there's a lot of things you have a lot of control with WordPress about what happens. So I like that part a lot, you know, and there's a lot of interesting tools you can put on there. Like I said, we run our podcast off of WordPress, and it's very functional for us. It's great. All right. So I just want to talk about personal safety when you're on the internet. Some of us do visit dating sites and other interesting places, such as chat rooms. As always, do not give out personal information of any kind, and do not agree to meet anyone anywhere unless you have backup. I don't know how else to say that. That's just a personal safety thing. Also, there are some people that run around on these dating sites and chat rooms and things who engage you in conversation with pleasantness and friendliness, and when you engage back with them, they attack you with horrible things they say, awful, awful things. This is a game. This is the actual game that kids play. I'm going to call them kids because that's what they are. They get a kick out of it. Don't take it personally. It's a game. I feel reporting these people, ignoring them and then reporting them, if enough people do that about a certain person, somebody's going to pay attention, right? I don't know. What's your guys' view on that?
Sometimes reporting, does its job, and other times, a person can create a new account and continue to harass you. So it is difficult to say, reporting does, it solves the problem completely, but it definitely, removes the account that is harassing you, or at least puts it up front. So, but it is very easy for people to make new accounts.
Right. Well, any blocking works for a while too. So
yes.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just a FYI. Like I said, be very safety conscious about yourself. Like I said, don't want to bring anybody down. There are some great bi-specific type, or bi-friendly anyway, dating sites. I don't want to plug anybody because I don't want to do that. But, some are better than others, and you'll figure that out, won't you? I've actually myself been on OkCupid and had a rather, I guess I am plugging one right now, but it's not my intention. I just want to share my personal experience. I had it was very pleasant. And I went there specifically because someone did not have a pleasant experience. But I think that what happened was what I was just talking about. There was somebody up there who likes to play the game and let's engage in pleasant conversation, and then I'm going to slam you like a 2-year-old. Because it only happened the one time. So I went there specifically to find out if this was something going on there, and it wasn't. I met very nice people. That's about the only one I've really explored. So be cautious, be careful, try to enjoy yourself, try to connect. And that's what I have to say about that. Anybody have anything to say about it?
I don't know dating sites, so
I don't have experience.
Yeah, I don't visit them as a regular, but people do, you know, and they need to know to be careful. There are other even more sexually explicit places to be, which is where I really caution people to be careful. Very careful. Okay.
I think what's more important, I actually think what's more important is for us to be building bisexual community and meeting people face to face and having social outlets for our community. And I encourage everyone to start a meetup site. And that's actually one thing I haven't really talked about much. But, you know, our local, the DC Center Bi community is gone over 200 people now within a year. And there was a lot of ways to it. People just find us on Meetup. We got a lot of people after Pride because we did leafleting. We had a nice brochure. We had a table. We promote ourselves within the DC Center. And so people find us. It's easy to have a monthly brunch or a monthly happy hour. And we're to the point now where we're doing happy hours in DC, Maryland, and Virginia so that we can capture all the group, you know, all the groups where they live and provide events for them. And we do monthly brunches in DC, and we're doing, you know, looking at doing monthly brunches outside of DC so that people that can't get into DC can get to them. But that's all about building community. And when you build community, you're going to find, if you're single, you're going to find people that aren't creepy a lot easier in person and talking to them and knowing them than on these dating sites.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we do have to build bisexual community in the real world off of the internet and everything, and that's a tricky thing. One of the interesting things I found out was because of my personal Facebook page, people see what I put on Bi-Net, you know, Facebook pages and other, you know, they see me putting out my blog posts, and all of a sudden I'm getting the community around me. I get people coming out to me. It's like, you know, there's a bunch of people around here that I know have known to be bisexual despite, you know, because of their activities and their partners and stuff. But, you know, all of a sudden I'm getting people coming out of the woodwork and people talking about it and gay people talking about it. So just even that's another way, like I'm accidentally reaching people that I didn't even necessarily, you know, target, but they're seeing what I'm posting and it's opening up dialogue. And so the more we are vocal, the more everything starts to open up and there is more of an ability to create, buy spaces in the real world. People can meet each other safely and whatnot.
Meetup is great.
We had this very discussion on our local roundtable on Tuesday about why we're out and why we're openly bisexual. There's so many of us who aren't out, who aren't openly bisexual. And, you know, I've found that through the years that people that are gay identified or straight identified, they come to me. And sometimes I'm one of the few people they're really out to because I'm out there and they can't be. And so it's really important for us to be out. For those of us who feel comfortable being out and being in the world, to be out and open, and we'll find, you know, people will find us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're doing, you know, I'm doing a pool party for Center Bi in August, and one of my pet peeves is that we have a lot of bisexuals in my local community that I can't seem to get out to any Center Bi stuff. And I decided, you know what? Instead of getting them to come to D.C. or Virginia, I'm going to just do a pool party, and they're going to show up at it. And I only have, like, one of my friends who is bi, who is on our list, who never shows up to anything, said, yeah, I'm going to be at the pool party. She's a pool member. So, you know, that's how you make connections and communicate. And social media really has to, at a certain point, connect to the real world.
Right.
Because that's one of its uses. And I always see it as, you know, a use for me in social media is connecting who I connect with in social media to real things. Right. And making those real world connections too.
Yeah, Meetup is great. After, you know, Centerbyte is having a great success with it. It's really helping them a lot. So I looked into our local area to see if there was anything, and there's a thriving bisexual meetup group here. I mean, I believe they have over 200 members, and I don't know if that many people actually participate, but it's going. And Shades of Lavender has been around for a while, and you know, and it's a meetup group, and I didn't know anything about it until I went and searched on Meetup, Bisexual Portland. There it was, right there, you know, and I'm excited to get involved with them. I haven't been able to attend any of the social things yet, but I am very much looking forward to that. You know, that's an excellent resource and a way to, you know, be part of your community is search your meetup, see what there is, and if you can't find anything, start something. Because if you're interested, there, sure bet it, other people in your local area are certainly interested too. And
looking it can be social.
Are you looking at the link?
I was gonna say I'm not looking at the link. I was just saying like with groups and stuff too. Like it never hurts to be like the. You know, the only bi presence or one of the few bi presence. I mean, I attend the queer meetups here in my city of Kalamazoo, and you know, people are, you know, they approach you when you're wearing stuff or when you're talking about it, and they really do have questions in some senses. So it doesn't necessarily hurt to if there is no community to. You know, attend events, you know, as simple as barbecues and pool things, like John was saying, just simple things and just being the presence. And, you know, people actually do have questions and they are interested, even if they're not bisexual themselves. So I just wanted to add.
Yeah. And I go when I go into any, like with any of our, like our pride or anything, I make it pretty clear to people that I am bisexual, and you know they may not approach me right away, but I do get a lot of well, I'm really bisexual too, and then I give them information, you know, because they many times they're part of the gay community, and you know that's where they identify, but they're really like, well, I really am bisexual, and I have this to say, you know, I have this bothers me, and then you know I try to give them as much information as I can, you know, about our groups and everything and what they're going through. So it's helpful. I, you know, I'm pretty clear that I'm bisexual when I go out.
Our podcast is a really good, like, you know, resource too, just simply giving them such a short address for them to go look, you know, so many that I've talked to just are like, oh, that's so easy to find. So simple just for the shortness of our, you know, web address alone. Oh. So it's
helpful.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else have anything else great to contribute now? We're going to wrap this up, okay?
I just wanted to say social media is an excellent way to start your coming out process as well. If you're, you know, if you're interested in considering coming out, or, you know, it's almost like a safe space that's, I'm not talking about like, you know, under like a false name or anything, but if you yourself are like trying to figure out how to come out, it's actually a very good way to start, because you start talking to people and you realize that it's okay to be saying these things. And so social medias in general allow that to, like, that discussion to happen and people to start saying, like, oh, it's okay to actually identify this way and things like that. So
I totally agree. That's how I got here. I mean, I had my friends and family were a huge help, you know, helping me be comfortable with it. But, you know, that's where I learned what bisexuality really was social media. Big part of that was Facebook, of course, because, you know, I am a Facebook troll. But, yeah, that's where I felt safe. That's where I learned I was okay. You know, and it was a huge help. And, you know, and the links to the great sites, like, you know, some of our great bloggers, you know, and reading their stuff and going like, yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, he's saying exactly what I feel, you know. These things were huge helps, you know.
Yeah.
So. Absolutely. You know, so I encourage you to go to Harry's site, of course, and a bunch of our other guys. I'll try to put down as many of them as there are. Can't say that I will be successful, but we'll do the best we can. It's a place to start, because whoever they like, you can go like them too. You know what I mean? It's a chain reaction. All right, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, it is all about networking, really. And mm-hmm. social media is a place where we can begin to network and to start finding our community wherever we are. You know, not everybody is in D.C. And like I said, you know, D.C.'s not always had good bi community. And I've been out for a lot of years, and, you know, there's been ebbs and flows. We're in a flow right now, and I think we're really in a good flow. People are coming out. People are finding our communities. And, you know, LGBT politics are changing. You know, we've got marriage. A good many states have employment non-discrimination laws. It's not federal unless you're a federal employee, but things are the work that has been the LGBT work for many years is starting to get to completion. I will say that marriage is really, really, really close to completion. And so there's all these issues that we have kind of kept under the light under the bushel for a lot of years, and now they have to be addressed. And I think it's really important for us as bisexuals to be out there and to be pushing our agendas and pushing inclusive agendas, where we haven't been able to for a lot of years, and to go forward and network and to build use social media and to build real concrete groups in person and, you know, lobby and march and do all the things that, you know, people do in person.
Absolutely.
And be
okay,
out there. Yeah, and be out there and like and show those people who are in the closet that there is a better way.
Yeah. And learn what your identity is truly about. Learn your history, learn you're okay. I mean, and you are. You're not alone. So, sorry. Can you all hear my tummy rumble?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, my parting words is just, I really do agree with what John said about we're making advances. I think it's huge. I think it's exploding right now. I think because of social media and all of us starting to find each other, those of us that are willing to be really outspoken and doing it in mass is really making a huge difference. And I see a lot of changes just in the last year. So I think it's really optimistic for the future of bisexuals and being able to be open and being able to be treated with respect and everything else. And there's still so much ignorance out there. I was talking to a woman the other day. I mean, she lives in a very LGBT-friendly community. She's probably has tons of gay and lesbian friends and acquaintances, and probably a bunch of them are bisexual, but she doesn't know it. And I started talking to her about this. She started asking me questions, and then I realized she was thinking that bisexual meant transgendered. I mean, she really didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And even after I had been talking to her for 15 minutes, she said, but how did they decide which bathrooms to use? I was like, oh, my God. So
I've actually run into that as well. Like, I've had a lot of people literally make that connection, like, where it's like, oh, you say you're bisexual. Are you going to be a man soon? And it's like, what? Like, it's yeah. very, like, interesting how that connection comes. It's, you know, it's because of the separation of, like, it's the L and the G, and then it's the B and the T. And so people associate literally bisexuality with transgender so much. And some of that could be because transgenders are then out, like, not only as trans, but then they're also bisexual. So
Well, I think it's also just
quite
the
a
word.
Few of them, yeah.
It sounds like dual sexual. You know, I think the word itself confuses people. And then there's just plain way too little information out there. So that's where we all come in. And yay for us for doing a great job.
I think it really, really comes down to is that the general public really doesn't know a whole lot about sexuality or gender altogether. And they often confuse the two things together because they don't know there's a real separation between the two things. And I think that's really what it's about. We've never been really very well informed about our own sexuality or our own genders or what gender really means, you know, because most of the Western world, excuse me, really truly believes there's only male and female. Really believes that because I know I believe that. I know I did. I mean, I was a nurse. That's what we were told. I grew up that way. I really believed that up until a year ago, that there were only two genders.
Yeah.
How I ever put into my mind what trans was, I'm not sure. I knew that it existed. It was real, and it was okay. But I couldn't, you know, of course, make the two things match. I mean, because transgender, well, actually, you know, because I always
I think it's like
men or women.
Binary.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like a binary. Like they put trans in this binary set of like, oh, this person really identifies as the opposite gender, and then not realizing that there's genders in between, and so they just are like, oh, well, I understand it in the binary sense. And so a lot of people, you know, they almost look at transgender as solely binary, and that's mm-hmm. where you know.
I think that's what I was trying to just say there, Ruth. Thank you. That made more sense.
Well, there are very many. Communities within transgender people, which include genderqueers, to people who really identify and as the gender that they've made.
They right? really are.
And you know, that's just where people are. And you know, I mean, if you're born and the gender that you were raised with is wrong, I can understand why people would like say, no, I am this gender and I don't even accept the term transgender. I'm, you know, I might have been born a male, but I'm not a male. I'm a female, mm-hmm. or vice versa. And so it's a very diverse community, too. I would also say that, you know, we didn't invent the word bisexual. You know, we didn't invent the word homosexual, right? These are terms that were created in the 1800s by scientists who were trying to, like, categorize everything in the world. And we're kind of stuck with it. I mean, I think we've had this conversation in other podcasts. Go back through the podcast and look at them. But, the terms gay and lesbian were terms that were developed by the communities at various times to, like, own themselves in ways that scientists didn't do it. And mm-hmm. we're still kind of stuck with this 18th century term that, you know, in some ways, kind of identifies us, but in other ways it really doesn't. And so, you know, where it's like we use the term, it's a real umbrella term. And we've had this conversation about pansexual and, you know, omnisexual and no labels and all of these things that are all under this umbrella. When people are completely ignorant of what bisexual means, the only thing we can do is to try to explain it to them.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of our world, is that we are so diverse that there is no one sentence that's going to explain bisexuality or any of these sexual orientations or any of the genders. Are just not going to go, well, this is this and this is this, because we're not that way. We're fluid and we're diverse, and that's why we're bisexuals. It's good to be bi.
Well, social media also helps with finding articles and sharing, like, you know, research articles and stuff. So it really gets, like, the information out there fast. And And so people have the, you know, not just like the hearsay and the community, but they also have these articles that are, you know, being written or being shared or being researched. And so that's another positivity about social media and getting that, you know, information out there. You know, it allows not just for the simplistic version of the information, but as well as the research and scientific version of the information.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I that's how I get all, I go on Binet USA Facebook page and I see the latest articles about bisexuality. And if, you know, they're all there.
And we get it, you know, and we get it here, you know, we get the benefit of reaping all of this history and experience from people, young and old, you know, people just coming out, people just wondering what's going on, people that have been at this for 40 years. We get that instantaneous. We don't have to go search for them all over town for these. They're right there. They're right there at in our group. And it's fantastic. I love it. I just absolutely love it. So many great things are happening now. I asked Faith Cheltenham about what she thought about social media, and she wrote in big giant caps, "I heart social media." She also says that I'd also say that, she said, "I'd also say that being a social media strategist for corporate America was the massive benefit when I started to do Binet USA activism." Yeah, it's been a big help. I mean, all of these people that know what they're doing and are out there doing it for us, that's fantastic. All right, so I just want to tell everybody, remember, you're not wrong. You're not broken, and you're definitely not alone. You are a human being, and you are bisexual. And there is strength in numbers. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew. Oh, Skype, you're just making me so mad these days.
Oh, just don't work for Malaysia Airlines today.
What's going on?
It looks like Russian separatists shot down a 777 over the Ukraine.
Oh, no. No, really?
Yeah. They still got one plane missing in the ocean somewhere.
I know from last time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, John. That just adds to my trauma this morning.
Well, that'll get, you know what? That'll get like the international community up in shape over what Russia's doing. So
I hope so. I mean, well, I hate to say that, but you know what I mean.
Can you hear the dogs?
I can't hear the dogs.
Huh?
I can hear the dogs. That doesn't mean the tape will hear the dogs, but I can hear them.
Oh crap. They're not going to – I can't do anything about them. They're not mine.
But it's part of the deal. We all have dogs. It's part of podcasting. When you do stuff from home, you hear dogs.
Yeah, it's my neighbor's children.
Oh, are they – let me guess. They're Chihuahuas?
Oh, no. One's bulldog. One's kind of like a real mutt.
Hello?
Oh.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
We got him for a minute, okay, at least. We hope for the whole thing, actually. Say hi, John, to everybody.
Hello.
Hi. John.
Well, this is good, better quality this time. So.
Did you actually hear us, everyone?
Yeah.
I hear everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, John, can you hear everybody? Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, Harry, you know quite a bit about Tumblr, so you can be a big help to me because I am clueless. Okay.
Well, I don't know what I do on Tumblr, but maybe I know more than you, probably.
Oh, I know you know more than I do, and I know several of you know more than I do.
Well, I know a little bit as well.
Yeah, I know it from the outside, you know, because I help customers with their Tumblrs, so I know it that way. You know, I'm not somebody that actually goes in myself and does it, but. You know, I do help the social networking of those customers that do use Tumblr.
Okay. Because that, you know, that whole thing about having different admins on it is just really confusing to me, and I don't even, can't even deal with that. So, but you would know about that, I think, maybe.
Having different,
I don't know.
What?
Oh, I guess you can add people to work the page.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Oh, administrative. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I said admits. I meant admins, but.
I don't always know all the logo.
We don't, we can't do that because we only have one Tumblr account. We have to have a secondary account to do that.
And I don't want to get into that because I can barely deal with the one I have. So, or we have, actually. Which, you know, would be, it's a really useful tool because that's by bloggers, takes our stuff off of there and it gets published in the Midwest Activists through that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't do anything with it, then it doesn't get published. So,
yeah. I'll say, and like, last night I just saw that By Ireland shared a BuzzFeed of like 22 Tumblr images that speak bisexual.
By Ireland is up and coming, something to watch. I get stuff from them that we haven't even gotten USA yet, and they are very much activists. And when I first went in there, it was more of a social group,
mm-hmm.
and then something switched. I don't know. They are on it. I mean, it's a good way to catch up. I mean, to be, you know, aware of what's going in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
You know, because they keep track of it. And, you know, and did you know Ireland has its own trans violence tracking thing, STAD?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's a useful tool.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Amy.
And I'm Emmy.
And we are the Slayerettes. The Slayerettes is a retrospective podcast and one of the greatest shows of all time,
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Basically, we go through every episode and discuss it.
What we loved, what we hated, and the things that make us think. There will be spoilers. I tend to go into the deeper stuff.
And I tend to get stuck on stuff like Joyce's hair and Buffy's jacket.
And we invite you to join in on the conversation.
You can find our podcast on iTunes as well as our website, www.slayerettes.com.
And if you're a social media lover, you can find us on Tumblr, Facebook, and Twitter as well.
So if you're a fan of Buffy and you're looking for other Buffy fans,
or if you're just looking for a handy companion for your next rewatch,
then look no further.
Because we are the Slayerettes,
rewatching and discussing TV's finest moments.
We hope you join us.
Fit back.